Probably one of the worst selections I could have chosen from this particular artist. But it's where my mood is at today. It's a shallow. I need to put out a single in the next 3 minutes, so I'm just going to sing what I have in my mind. That's what this single is.
Steve Miller Band, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, that was my guess.
I knew,
was going to go Big Jet Airliner.
Oh, Big Old Jet Had a Light On. That's true. Yep, that's fine.
That was going to be my guess, so I had the artist right at least.
The Joker, Smoker, Midnight Toker. But
that's
a good one, too. Yeah,
it's
kind of.
Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents.
It's abracadabra, man. I'm going to reach out and grab
Friday.
You.
It's about to be a weekend.
It's full of magic and wonder.
It is. And if you want to join the show, a couple minutes left, give us a call, 844-967-2789. But a story that I wanted to get to
share. We've been pushing off, but
I know. Great callers have been pushing
it
back.
We were going to lead with this.
We were, but we chose redemption as a theme for the show today. Yeah. But now we got a little bit
Redeem ourselves.
Of union updating. And maybe you're going to have to go and make sure that you let wherever you order your cup of joe this weekend, you favor union yes if you support the unionization efforts at these fine locations. But we got an update about Starbucks unionization here in the state of Wisconsin, Brian. So earlier this week, the second store, the store in Plover, Wisconsin, up near Stevens Point, voted 7-5 to unionize their location. It seems like Starbucks is going to be contesting that, though. There's a couple of ballots that they're questioning about. There was a much closer gap than the Oak Creek store.
12 ballots they have to go and verify.
Yeah.
Someone call Michael Gableman. He can pull this out by next forever.
He doesn't know how elections work. You don't want him. You're going to get the National Labor Relations
Unions?
Board in there.
No. There was clearly 40,000 people who voted the wrong. There's only 12 votes total. 40,000. Anyway.
So very close vote up in Plover, Wisconsin for this Starbucks unionization. A little bit wider than the Oak Creek vote that took place at the end of last month. 15-8 was that vote in Oak Creek to become the first unionized Starbucks location in the state. And so it's going to be seen whether or not this Plover location, it's going to be reviewed whether or not this unionization vote was done the way that it was supposed to be. The workers that won the vote contend that it was.
How do you not account for 12 votes? I don't understand.
Well,
this will be
the interesting part too, because apparently, Brian, management at this Starbucks location has fired one of the shift leaders that was involved with the unionization effort. So it'll be really questionable to see how the National Labor Relations Board is going to handle this, because earlier today, the shift supervisor, and he's quoted in this story at WSAU News 9 earlier in the week, Colton Gosnell tells News 9 his coworkers are, quote, super excited to join some 50 other stores to begin negotiations with Starbucks. But earlier today, that same individual, Colton, tweeted out from his personal account saying that he had been let go and he was terminated. So it's going to be a really interesting review to see what's going on there. But that sounds like kind of a national trend that Starbucks is approaching for these these union busting efforts that it's taking, not just in Plover, Wisconsin, but around the nation. And interestingly enough, Brian, Starbucks Workers United met yesterday at the White House with President Biden, along with a lot of other representatives for unionization efforts around the country for other companies, unionizations at Amazon, Starbucks, just to name a few. And Starbucks wasn't too pleased about this, Brian.
Oh.
So I got a letter here that Starbucks sent the White House, which I felt like I had to share. And it's written by A.J. Jones, the Senior Vice President of Global Communications and Public Affairs for Starbucks.
To be fair, finally A.J. Jones had actually something to do.
A.J. Jones the second.
Yeah. Oh, the second.
Second.
Finally actually had something to do for a job, because I'm pretty sure at that level, what are you doing besides going around and saying, you have to do this?
Do you think he personally wrote it, or do you think somebody else wrote it for him?
Oh, I guarantee you that this was not just him.
Probably
100%.
No, how
is it? By the way, how is it that as you the upper echelons of corporate life, the more money you make, the less you can actually do for your own self, let alone know what a freaking PDF is? Well, but anyway, let's move on.
I would contend that it was an anti-union firm that was probably hired and retained by Starbucks that penned this letter, and then they threw Aaron Jones's name, or AJ Jones, excuse me.
All I'm saying
AJ Jones's name on it.
Yeah, probably. But all I'm saying is the higher up you go and the more money you make, the less competent you have to be. Let's move on.
Yeah, and so this letter is written to the White House counsel. Dear Mr. Ricchetti, I'm reaching out on behalf of Starbucks Coffee Company in response to the White House's recent meeting with union organizations, which included Workers United, to discuss the efforts to unionize our company. We are deeply concerned that Workers United, which is actively engaged in collective bargaining with us and trying to organize all our stores and our more than 240,000 partners, and then in parentheses, employees. So it wants to call them partners, and then clearly lets you know, in parentheses, what I'm referring to as partners is employees.
You can't rename them, because if you rename them partners, last I checked, partners in business got an equitable share of the profits. But anyway, let's move on.
The partners was invited to the meeting while not inviting official Starbucks representatives to discuss our view on the matter. We believe this lack of representation discounts the reality that the majority of our partners oppose being members of a union and the unionization tactics being deployed by Workers United. As you know, American workers have the absolute right to decide for themselves to unionize or not to unionize without any undue influences.
That's why we seek to influence and represent them without their representation or desired influence.
That's why we have a firm probably on retainer.
You know what?
Busting the union.
My first inclination when I hear that is it reminds me of an addict that is really mad that the people didn't, you know, invite them to the planning of their intervention. You know, like, what is wrong with you that you think that, oh, yeah, you guys are trying to unionize against us, and why didn't you tell us and include us in all of your planning for that?
Right. Biden had an event that had unionization effort representatives.
If you want to be invited to the union stuff, maybe have unionized employees. If you don't, then I'm sorry. You're not part of that club. If you're part of the Star Wars club, you can't get mad that they're not fans of Star Trek. You know, you can't. You have to. They're fans of unions. It's the unions club. You guys aren't fans of unions. You don't get invited. You don't get to get. But that's right.
Well, the best part,
get whatever we
I
want.
Can't read the full letter because this is a little bit longer, Brian, but they're essentially demanding their own appearance at the White House to be able to, you know, air their grievances and share their side of the story.
Okay, so, how many times have Starbucks been to the White House in the past versus how many times have their workers been to the White House in the past? How about you go and sit down? It's okay if your little brother gets a lollipop, you freaking child.
Or it's a great thing that their partners have a union to bargain on their behalf.
That's right. They're partners.
Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Have an excellent weekend. Happy Mother's Day. And we will see you on Monday at 2.
Abracadabra.
This is dangerous, son. You got to know how to handle it. One wrong move and you're done for.
Yeah, that's a joke, son. Don't you get it?
Go away, boy. You bother me. I got work to do.